you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle, joined by critics Claudia Puig and Leo Lowenstein. We begin with the Japanese thriller Monster, directed by Hirokazu Koreeda. Leo?
This is a thoroughly absorbing, excellent film that goes in a number of different directions and is sometimes hard to piece together because we don't get all of the film at any one time. There are a number of different perspectives, and the film shows each of those at different times, and we sort of have to figure out and guess what happened. It's extremely well done, very well acted, very moody, with an excellent, wonderful score.
Monster is written by Yuji Sakamoto. It's rated PG-13, and you can see it at Landmark's New Art Theater in West L.A. and at the AMC Atlantic Times Square in Monterey Park. Shada is set in Australia and revolves around the Iranian-Australian community. Claudia, please tell us about this film from writer-director Noura Niasari.
This is a wonderful film. We're immediately engrossed from the first scene in director Niasari's evocative and deeply personal story of this woman's battle for autonomy and freedom as she's dealing with domestic abuse. It was led by this fantastic performance by Zahr Amir Ebrahimi, who some people remember from Holy Spider, which was out last year. It's a debut film by this Iranian-Australian filmmaker, and I can't wait to see what she does next because this is just mesmerizing, harrowing, so well acted, so well told, beautifully written. She also wrote it. I really urge people to see it.
Shader's rated PG-13 at Lemley's Royal in West Los Angeles. Eileen takes us to 1964 Massachusetts and teams actors Thomasin McKenzie and Anne Hathaway. William Oldroyd directs Eileen. Lael.
This is an interesting, moody tale of different intentions and secrets and lies and so forth. It's very well acted, particularly by Anne Hathaway. Really nice performance also by Thomasin McKenzie. It sets off sort of as a prison story, then becomes kind of a almost like a Carol movie with a perspective romance between two leads, and then takes on a real Hitchcockian turn, takes you in a direction that you absolutely don't expect.
Eileen is rated R. You can see it at AMC's The Grove 14 and the Century City 15. Next week it goes wide. And finally, documentarian Frederick Wiseman at age 93 with the new documentary Menu Plaisir. Claudia.
Yes, Wiseman is the OG of documentarians. He runs the camera in and around this renowned French restaurant in the countryside, this Michelin-starred restaurant. We learn about all the aspects involved in putting together this stunning and mouth-watering one dish, that the lucky patrons get served from, the picking the vegetables and herbs, the buying process at farmers markets, the discussions, what goes into every dish. It's beautiful and meticulously told.
It's at Lemley's Royal Theater in West L.A. Menu Plaisir is unrated. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Thanks for joining us on The Marquee.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.